are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We had a great first hour. We were talking about cancer rates. Some of you have been concerned that the government's trying to kill us with all the, you know, vaccines and preservatives, et cetera. So I definitely urge you to listen to the first hour of the show. Some of the stories I couldn't get to, I want to get to in this hour. Like e-cigs have been apparently found to be as good as nicotine patches. I know there's been some back and forth on whether you should do the e-cig, whether you should do the nicotine patch. This was a very interesting study for those of you that really like the e-cigs. As far as I'm concerned, I just want you guys getting off smokes. So whatever you could do to it, I'm going to support you, okay? Then apparently there's been some controversy over this Iowa law suggesting that people who are blind should be granted gun permits. So we're going to talk about should people still be allowed to defend themselves, even having visual impairment, or does having a visual impairment not allow you to be able to own a weapon because you're visually impaired? So we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about these high school students who were suspended for this twerking video. I guess twerking is the new word. I hate it. But the parents are suing the school board. This is kind of interesting where, you know, are our kids allowed to, do sexually suggestive things without getting in trouble in school? Or does the school have a right to suspend them? It's always an interesting controversy. And then, of course, what many of you are very interested in, the erogenous zones. We have a new study on that, how the feet seem to be the least sexy. And teacher uniforms in Little Rock now being required such that teachers have to wear underwear, including bras and panties, on an everyday basis under their clothes. I didn't know teachers were going braless. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Little Rock Schools District new superintendent Dr. Dexter Suggs refers to underwear as foundation garments, okay? They are recommending that this is a four-page document that staff has to wear underwear and shoes at all times with the new dress code. No spandex leggings, no hip-hugging jeans, okay? There has to be a happy medium between excessively tight pants and those that are sagging. Now, some people are pretty upset by this. They think the school board is going too far. But, I mean, really? No underwear, really? I don't even want to think about my teachers not wearing underwear. They also say teachers' hair must be clean, must be neat and well-groomed, and shoes must be worn at all times. I mean, I'm okay with that. I mean, I didn't realize teachers are wearing those pants that sag. Oh, I always thought teachers were kind of the geeks of the classroom, and so they always had their pants buttoned up and wore belts and, you know, pants all the way up to their neckline type of thing. I didn't think that we actually had people who were, you know, braless or, you know, butt sagging and underwear showing. Absolutely. I think it's a distraction. Your kids don't need to see parts of your underwear or lack thereof. I've never understood that. Apparently, there wasn't an event that prompted this. That's what they're saying. There's no any particular incident that led Dr. Suggs to believe an additional dress code must be made. My guess, though, is something happened. He must have seen some teacher, etc. But bras. Now, I never understood that. Maybe it's because I was always a C-plus cup, but I've never really understood why people could go to work without bra. I remember having one dress. And I felt like I couldn't dance, I couldn't do nothing, I couldn't move because there was no support. You know, I asked my mom, you know, because she was around during the bra-burning days. You know, and she was pretty, I mean, she was never like a women's libist. I mean, she was always a strong woman and she was always ahead of her time. in the workforce, et cetera. But, she still took on my dad's name, and she still, she still kind of held to traditional values. But if anybody would have burned a bra, you would think it would have been her, because, you know, she's really not into, you know, women's girly type stuff anyway. But she said, oh, hell no. I needed to wear a bra. Okay. I mean, you know, we wear a bra because we need to. Okay. There's certain, you know, just like guys in underwear. I know a lot of guys like to run around commando, but, I always thought guys can't really do what they need to do if their jewels aren't secure. I think it's a distraction if you have certain appendages, pendulating. Got that? So, as far as I'm concerned, I think it's a great idea. Teachers wearing underwear. I don't know if there's any teachers out there. If you think that's ridiculous, let me know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But, honestly, you know, teachers having clean hair, et cetera. You know, even with my jobs, I mean, I always had to be presentable. I mean, I always had to, not that if I had food in my teeth, somebody would say, but you know, your hair had to be pulled back. When I was in a kitchen job, like, or waiting tables, my hair always had to be pulled back. There were rules. So I understand that we don't want government butting in. I'm for that. And so I'm usually against government rules that really start to infringe on our personal, looks. But if you're going to be a teacher, and you are going to be in a position where kids are looking at you all day long, and I really think our schools need to be revamped to where we start to bring back respect. We start to bring back maybe yes sir, yes ma'am. Whatever happened to that? Yes sir, yes ma'am. You know what my kids sometimes refer to me, and I know I should really open up a can of whoop-butt, but I don't. You know, they call me old woman. One of them calls me babe. I'm like, really? Hey, babe. I'm like, that's not even happening. Then I call dad into the room, and he's like, oh, hi, mom. Yeah, right. I mean, the respect. We're really starting to lose respect. And if the teachers don't even have respect for their wear, let alone their boobies, I mean, how do you expect your kids to, anyway. Okay, we're going to move on. Don't go away. The erogenous zones. Sexiest parts of our body revealed. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
Lion. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don. Working the dials. Donna from San Bernardino writes, Doctor, I'm 35 and I have my first interview for a corporate position since I was let go in 2012. I am very large-breasted and cannot afford reduction surgery. What do you suggest I wear to the interview? Everything I wear seems to draw attention to them, and I don't want my looks to prevent my getting this job. Oh, yeah, that's a tough one. Okay, I know exactly what you're thinking. I know exactly what's going on. Every time I had an interview, whether it be for medical school or a job, I wore a suit and either a camisole under the suit or the shirt. And these jackets would either, just thrust the whole thing out there, or I would have to wear, like, you know, my boyfriend's, you know, jacket that looked like a man, and it didn't look like I was dressing appropriately. I always say go for the scarves. And not something dainty. I would, like, go for something, like, you know, the one thing that I've been seeing now is there's these scarves that you wrap around almost like a necklace, all right? And the scarf can cover it up. I hate to say that, but unfortunately women, okay, you know, at one point women thought, well, they got the job if they were more sexy and buxom and voluptuous. Now, I think women like us, we think it could actually hurt. And I think a lot of times certain body parts could be a liability. And, you know, I don't know if there's companies out there. I'm sure there are. It's a brilliant field where you actually look at somebody's features, look at somebody's strengths, and you give them an interview makeover. An interview makeover is extremely important. Like, you know, somebody with acne, you want to fix up their acne if they can. Somebody with a certain body part that is very apparent, makeup artists can then draw attention to, like, the eyes or to the, you know, or you have small lips. There's a certain thing with makeup that can enhance the lips. I mean, you know, same thing with, like, a lisp. Okay, well, there are ways to answer questions where you aren't going to have to use the lisp. You know, there's an art to this, and I'm sure there are people out there. I don't know if there's companies out there that do that, but boy, they would probably have a definite market in the next couple of years, because if the economy does turn around, not that I'm having high hopes, and jobs start to open up, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to want to get those jobs, and already there's very high competition. But I would probably wear... something that, also something with stripes that go up and down as opposed to horizontal. Those always do well. You want to look like you're dressing up, but you also want to look like you don't want to like hide certain things, but you also want to look like you're not accenting them where you just happen to have large breasts. Okay, you know, and again, keep them focused on your face. All right, make sure what you have to talk about is worth listening to. Okay, sell yourself on what you can do for that corporation. But I've noticed scarves are very good. I use scarves. Now, sometimes you could wear the scarf wrong where it accents the breasts. So what you got to do is you got to wrap it around in a circle like it's kind of like a neckline type of thing, you know. Sorry, I'm not a fashion diva, a fashionista, so I but like there's certain necklaces, certain scarves you could do that take the eyes off, and I would probably shoot for that. Great question. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. This caught my eye at Mail Online. They say the feet have been revealed to be the least appealing part of the anatomy tested by neuroscientists. I know you guys thought neuroscientists was just working on Alzheimer's and multiple sclerosis. No, they're looking at sexy stuff. This study was conducted jointly by Bangkok University and the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, found that feet were the lowest ranked of all 41 body parts in terms of sexual attractiveness, closely followed by kneecaps. Oh, I have ugly knees. Remember, I was a kid that ran around and played with the guys and, you know, dodgeball and, you know, football and kickball. So my knees are all scarred up. All right. So apparently this was a study published in the neuroscientific journal called Cortex. All right. Where it basically debunked the theory that feet have a sensual connection to the genitals. Now, I don't know much about you guys, but I can't stand somebody touching my feet. I never thought a foot massage was sensual. Now, for some people, they really dig it, okay? And I know some of you listening out there are like, Dr. Dahlia, shut up. I love the feet getting massaged. Please, that needs to be incorporated in foreplay. Don't let my husband stop. Fine, I don't care. Do it. But for me, no way. My feet are so tickly. Don't go anywhere near my feet. My poor cats, in the middle of the night, they'll start to play with my feet. And I will, as a reflex, kick. And they fly across the room. Only to a couple hours later, come back and start nibbling on the feet. I don't understand them. Stupid cats. But anyway, and I don't want to, you know, kick the cat. It's a reflex. Don't touch my feet. So I try to bury my feet. Sometimes I try to wear socks. Cats should know. All right. Now, the other found that I guess back of the legs, women aren't really that big on hands. Men apparently have as many erogenous zones as women. Many people think men, it's just below the waist and that's it. No. Men have erogenous zones also. Okay, so here we go. Okay? In females, they say the nape of the neck is probably one of the highest. Remember I told you guys the neck? See, I know what I'm talking about. The neck is very big. But the winner was the lips and the mouth, the most erotic body part, according to females, this neuroscientist study. Then came nape of the neck, then came nipples and breasts, which, by the way, it's very interesting how it's going, you know, from head down. But anyway, then come bottoms, I guess the butt, 4.5 out of 10 rating. Then came hips, feet were all the way down to the ones. Okay, so basically start from the head up. I got to tell you, I wonder if they did anything with the scalp. I like a good scalp massage. What? Yeah, think about it. Somebody kind of, now I don't like getting my hair done because it hurts, it pulls. But scalp massage is really, really good. That, I mean, even on your lunch break, it doesn't mean I have to sense to turn into sex. A good scalp massage is good. Now, I can't massage my own scalp, but my husband's a chiropractor. He knows how to massage the scalp. He's pretty good at that. But he's mine, ladies, all mine. Okay, men, where are their erogenous zones? Top of the list was mouth and lips. Then man's inner thigh. Well, that's a no-brainer. Okay, then nape of the neck. Okay, so then nipples. Guys have sensation around the nipples. Then lower back. Okay, the least, though, seductive was their belly button and their forearm. Yeah, what are you supposed to do with a man's forearm? Okay, so is there an art to foreplay? Yes. Okay, I'm not going to teach that to y'all because, you know, that's really not this kind of a show. But since it is something very, very relevant, we talk about it a lot. I think the most important thing to do, now again, I'm not a man, all right? So I can only assume what men want. But for a woman, all right, to increase your chance of success, okay, foreplay has to be longer than 10 seconds. Sorry. It does. Okay? And you have to act like the sex part is the last thing on your mind, that the sex part's going to happen hours from now, and that you have a whole foreplay agenda leading up to that. You do. You don't have to come up with 2 hours of material, but go into it acting like you could do the foreplay for 2 hours if you have to. And what's even better, right, is act like the foreplay could be enough, because your whole purpose there is to please your lady. That is such a turn on, she'll want to return the favor. You see what I mean, guys? You guys getting me? Okay? You know, if you're like, oh, honey, you know, it's been 3 hours, I want to have sex, let's do it. No, not a turn on. All right? I don't understand. Who's teaching you guys this stuff? All right? Then make sure, again, things are slow. Okay, the big mistake is many men feel like if they're doing something, there's too much of a good thing. They are afraid that they're going to be told to stop. The best sexual relationships are the ones where they are very, very open of, nope, you don't have to do that anymore. Or you see, people are so worried about getting insulted, right, that it's not an insult. If your partner, lady or female, is telling you no more, that's fine. That's not a slight. That's not a point against you. Okay? So don't then prematurely stop something in fear that they're going to stop you. Okay? And just make sure you're communicating. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that President Obama is anti-biblical and anti-Christian? On October 19, 2010, Obama began deliberately omitting the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence. An omission he's made on no less than 7 different occasions. We'd like to help you understand how this is going to affect you in the near future and show you Bible prophecy jumping off the pages of your TV and newspaper. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, and ask for a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this is kind of interesting. Apparently, there's a new test called Clear Blue Advanced Pregnancy Test with a weeks estimator. And I guess it's about $16, which in some cases, it's cheaper than other pregnancy tests, sometimes a little bit more. But not only does it tell you if you're pregnant, but it tells you roughly how far you could be depending on, in terms of weeks. It's kind of interesting. You know, many of you will say, okay, well, I'm pregnant, but, you know, how pregnant? It's not going to give it to the nearest week, but it is able to tell you if you're a couple weeks pregnant, or two or more than 3 weeks along. And that's pretty damn cool, because many times when you guys get pregnant, you'll come in and you won't know how far along. Now, of course, I mean, you know, you find out you're pregnant, you're able to do that in the privacy of your home. That's great. That's exciting. But then you're like, okay, have I been pregnant for a while? So immediately you come in and we run the quantitative HCG test, the human chorionic gonadotropin. The chorionic gonadotropin test, the levels rise as you become pregnant. It's great, unless, God forbid, you have a pregnancy that's not taking, and then, unfortunately, we'll see those numbers drop off and then fall. So, I mean, as a physician, I'm going to still run the quant. I mean, this test isn't that good, but, I mean, isn't good enough. I mean, I need to know, you know, if you're over 3 weeks, okay? Are you, you know, it's the first trimester, into second trimester. I want to see where your numbers are. If you tell me by your dates you should be 6 weeks pregnant and your levels are only looking 3 weeks pregnant, that's going to tell me something, right? Or you'll have some women who are supposed to be 10 weeks pregnant and their numbers are looking really high. Maybe they got twins. So we'll still run the test. But either way, it's pretty cool. I know many of you had comments and concerns when we talked about last week the pregnancy test that people are selling on Craigslist so that you could then dupe, you know, your boyfriend or into popping the question. That definitely sparked a lot of comment and a lot of interest. Crazy out there to think you could be dating somebody. She shows you a pregnancy test and then, you know, yeah, sorry, honey, it's positive. So then you jump and marry her and she was never pregnant the whole time. That sucks. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, hi. I was listening to the show about the pregnancy test being sold. I told both my kids that before you have sex, look at the person long and hard because you may be tied to them for the rest of your life. And I think that this gentleman, instead of thinking he had been duped, maybe he shouldn't have been sleeping with somebody he wasn't willing to marry.
I love it. I love it. We have tons more of you guys' comments on that. We'll just stop it there. But, I mean, it's interesting, though. What I like about that caller and how she phrased it was you're tied to that person the rest of your life. That's a very good way to put it. I think what's been happening with a lot of our youth is they aren't afraid of being married to somebody. Okay, remember the fear used to be if you knock somebody up, you got to be married to them. People aren't that afraid because they see divorce now happen left and right. So the idea of being forced to marry somebody you don't want to doesn't seem to scare people as much because they either won't marry them or they'll get married and get divorced. People have already had that in their, you know, have it in their heads. Well, no big deal. I could very easily get a divorce and then I can move on to the next one. I mean, divorce is happening more, you know, used to be one out of every two marriages. Now it's more than that. I don't even know if they've even quantitated it now. And we're also seeing a huge rise in people just not getting married to begin with, even with children. But one thing she had worded was you are tied to that person, okay? Which means you want to hope that that person is worthy enough to be the mother of your children or the father of your children. You know, one of I think, the biggest nightmares I see couples go through is the couple breaks up and the kid, it's shared custody, and mom has a new boyfriend, dad has a new girlfriend. So now your baby, whether they're a one-year-old, whether they're a five-year-old, whether they're a 16-year-old, has another parental influence. I don't know if I can handle that. If my husband ever gave me the boot, I don't know if I could ever handle another woman coming in, right, to the household, and then making parental decisions for my baby. I would not handle that. Now, of course, if there's joint custody, dad has the baby, dad has the kid, I have the kid X amount of times. I mean, same thing. I think my husband would just go crazy thinking there was another man in the house and that he was taking the kids shooting and hunting and fishing and giving them advice on girls. I mean, that's difficult. And unfortunately, that's not something you can really convey and get into your teenager's head going, you know, look, you know, realize this 15-year-old you want to have sex with, you know, can later marry some other man. They aren't gonna realize that. Once you have children, you're like, oh, crap, you know, that could be a possibility. And it's scary stuff. It's really scary stuff. Everybody in my family, maybe with the exception of one and me, has gone through a divorce. Now, I haven't yet, and I hope to never go through that, but you are tied to them. So hopefully it's a person worth being tied to. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Blind people granted gun permits in Iowa. I'd like to hear what you guys think about this, okay? Iowa law enforcement officials are now debating, according to the NorthJersey.com, the wisdom of granting gun permits to blind people. It says the Des Moines Register reports that Iowa law does not allow sheriffs to deny a permit to carry a gun in public based on physical ability. Some sheriffs are granting gun permits to people with visual impairments while others have been denying them. Blind people and other Iowans can obtain permits for carrying a weapon in public because of changes to the state law that took effect in 2011. The Jane Hudson with Disability Rights, Disability Rights Iowa, Jane Hudson, said keeping legally blind people from obtaining weapons permits could violate Americans with Disabilities Act. You know, I mean, all I can say is if God forbid I start losing my sight, I don't want to have a weapon to protect me, even more so. You know, I can see that. If I started to have a disability, I would want to make sure I could still, you know, hold on to my weapons. But at what point, I mean, at what point is somebody visually impaired to the point where they can't have that weapon? Now, somebody could say, well, you know what, blind people are allowed to have knives. Right? You know, somebody could buy them a knife. Somebody could buy them, you know, true. I mean, if you're truly blind where you can't see, yeah, having a gun and shooting could be extremely dangerous. But a lot of people are considered, quote-unquote, legally blind that still can see figures. I mean, somebody coming into your home, right? Somebody coming towards you that doesn't stop while you have a gun. Do you have a right to defend yourself? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or you can email us at drdahlia.com, website drdahlia.com. They say some other states, including Nebraska, require anyone applying for a gun permit to provide proof of their visual ability by supplying a driver's license or doctor's statement. They think somebody could successfully challenge Nebraska's vision restriction because federal law requires states to analyze the situation individually before denying a service. So here's a question. If you can't drive a car, does that mean you can't operate a gun? You know, you see, most of us that are for gun ownership isn't because we want to go out and shoot. It's because we want to protect ourselves. And somebody with a visual impairment is vulnerable, all right? You know, but then on the flip side, I mean, you know, a blind person having a gun, I see where that, yeah, I, you know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Michael from Dallas writes, "Doctor, I'm legally blind, can't drive, but it's because of peripheral vision loss. I can see straight ahead, so yes, I want to keep my gun." I hear ya. You know, it's this whole gun control debate is gonna continue to go on, and it's interesting. I love to hear both sides. I should listen to MSNBC and NPR more than I do. It's just I rarely have time to, you know, listen to my own podcast and see what I did wrong. Lord have mercy. Some of the stuff you guys have to listen to on my show, I'm so sorry. But when you hear the other arguments, it helps you formulate your own argument. You know, many people wanting gun control in this debate, I mean, they have a logical argument, which is why there's so many people that are able to choose that side. You know, you always wonder, you're going, why would somebody be for this? Well, I see their logic, okay? You have guns in the wrong hands. Take guns out of the wrong hands, you'll have less gun violence. That's what they believe. So there's a logic there. Okay? Somebody with a mental incapability, preventing them to from having a gun, don't give guns to people that could be, quote-unquote, mentally unstable. All right, that, I mean, as superficially makes sense, right? I mean, it's an argument that makes sense. Somebody who's blind, you don't give guns to. Somebody who's blind, why would they need a gun? They can't see to shoot. Okay, so those are the arguments that superficially people are taking in. Okay, but then you start to dig a little deeper and you start to think a little deeper. Okay, all right, and unfortunately, a lot of this happens with certain liberal ideologies and then conservative ideologies. There's so many liberal ideologies that at the outset, even I agree with. It makes sense. How nice, healthcare for all. Let's be a country where anybody could come in. I mean, I love it. It sounds good. You know? Don't have the government demand what a woman should do with her body. Let the patient choose what we should, what they should do for her body. You know, so you hear these liberal ideologies and, you know, I mean, on the outset, it makes sense. Then you look a little deeper. Okay? And you go, okay, well, let's stop for a second. Okay? Should taxpayers pay for abortions? Oh, well, no. No, I don't want my money going to something I don't believe in. Okay, well, then what does that make you? Does that make you a liberal or a conservative? See? Okay, what about, you know, gun control? All right, well, so, you don't want, you know, people with visual impairments to have guns. Well, what happens if your diabetes starts to affect your guns or your cat or starts to affect your eyes or your cataract gets worse? Does that mean you're going to give up your gun? Oh, hell no, I'm not going to give up my gun. I could still see. So once you start to look at it from a personal level, and once you start to look at it from a practical level, you're like, okay, wait a second, I need to think about this one. Healthcare for all. Oh, healthcare for all sounds wonderful. I would love to be in a country with healthcare for all, okay? And as a doctor, I have no problem giving free services, all right? But then after a while, you got to go, okay, can I still keep my business open? Okay? I mean, are we taking care of our own as well as we're taking care of everybody else? And are we going to be a strong country if we're not taking care of our own? So once you start to think a little deeper, now I'm not saying liberals aren't thinking deeper, okay? Many liberals are very intelligent, very highly educated, very well versed on the topic. They're like, I don't care. You know, same thing with some conservatives with an all or nothing. I don't care. But I like to be a lot more moderate in terms of, can we really just hash this out a little bit more and really think about where this is going. Now, going back to the mental illness, people with a mental illness not having a gun. One of you a couple years ago had brought up a very important point where you had seen, and actually I think it was this year, you had seen a physician for something, I think it was insomnia. And the physician wrote depression and anxiety in your chart. And you had asked me, would that depression or anxiety diagnosis later prevent you from getting a gun if gun control laws came into play, saying anybody with a psychiatric quote-unquote diagnosis has to be screened deeper? And all of a sudden, there you go. This isn't all cut and dry. Okay? Many of you are taking an SSRI, Zoloft, Paxil, etc., but you're not doing it because you have true psychological depression or anxiety. You're taking it because it helps your stomach lining, or it helps prevent your migraines, or it helps you with some PMS. And so, at that point, you know, where it all depends on the extent of the law. It all depends on how far legislatures are going to take the law. And then you don't know. You know, once you allow, all right, fine, gun control. Yeah, okay, you can pick and choose who gets the guns. You can limit certain guns. At the outset, we may all agree with that. But that extra step that the government could take, if we don't trust what the government could do or what our legislators could do, you just handed them a free pass to go that extra step. So for those people that don't understand why somebody would be bucking this ruling, all right? Because obviously there's controversy not letting blind people have guns, letting blind people have guns. Some of you are like, why the hell are there even a controversy? Because if somebody has peripheral vision issues but they could see straight, do they still have the constitutional right to bear arms? They do. And then if a visual impairment could prevent them from owning a weapon, what about hearing impaired? What about somebody who, let's say, has an involuntary jerk reflex with their hand or a tick? If somebody has a tick that's in an involuntary movement of their dominant hand, are they not allowed to own a weapon? I mean, you know, these questions aren't easy to answer. That's why there's the controversy. So for some of you going, I don't understand, what are you even talking about, Donna? You want blind people having guns? I want people that are in vulnerable states to have the same constitutional right to defend themselves and to protect themselves. All right? Now, maybe it's not a gun. Maybe there's some sort of a... I don't know, maybe there's some sort of visual testing that they may have to qualify for. Maybe they're, and it sounds like that's probably how they're gonna go. I mean, that's probably how they're gonna, proceed with this. But to blindly say anybody with any sort of, degree of blindness, no gun, yeah, we're now trampling on constitutional rights, and this is gonna be very, very hard to hash out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. E-cigs. New study published in The Lancet says e-cigarettes are just as effective as nicotine patches. I think many of us already knew that. University of Auckland researchers found that e-cigarettes may even be a more useful quitting tool since smokers generally prefer them over patches. Why? Well, because you have the, you have the, habit of putting something to your mouth satisfied with these e-cigs. Of course, I still get nervous with people being on nicotine for so long. Nicotine in and of itself could be carcinogenic, hurting your cilia. That's preventing spewing out pollutants and contaminants from your lungs. But look, I mean, it's better than the tobacco. Apparently, when they did a study looking at people 6 months of either using patches or e-cigs, etc., you know, they found very pretty even results in terms of people having success at getting off cigarettes. I'm excited. I can't believe how big the e-cig market has grown. And my patients who are on e-cigs love them. So good for you. So having the study out there, I think it's nice. I don't know in terms of expense, okay, are e-cigs as practical as we think they are? For those of you finding definite success, way to go. I'm proud of you. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down, hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down, hang me down in a little white church.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.